B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Do you know what yesterday was, Tunis?
The anniversary of Sandlot.
How many years? 27?
27 years.
Boss was walking around with a shirt. You're killing me, Smalls.
I was wore it today.
No.
I have a You're Killing Me Smalls shirt.
Do you really?
Yes.
Boss was walking around the Killing Me Smalls shirt.
I didn't know it was the anniversary yesterday. I would have worn it, and then I almost wore it today, and then I realized I have no clothes left. I haven't done laundry in a while. Well, I've moved so much stuff over to the new place. I only kept really essentials.
Right.
So I'm down the last pairs of a couple of things.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh. Yeah. I timed it out perfectly. It's nice last night.
That's great. That is great. All right. Yesterday would have been this. He just walked in a room now. He's got the shirt on.
What up?
Yesterday would have been the NHL playoffs.
Wow.
NHL playoffs would have began. Tonight, we would have had a full bunch of games tonight, dude. Hockey playoffs. Now, Bettman said there's still a couple weeks before they decide whether or not they're going to continue on with the season. I still don't see how they're going to do that. But, you know, we'll see. But since we would have started with some hockey playoffs, let's get it started with the throwback. You ready, Tunis? Oh, my. Hockey night in Canada. Flyers. Rangers. The date, May 23rd, 1997. It was a very good year, 1997. Flyers lead 2-1 in the series. Flyers at the Garden for game 4. I watched this game, I believe, from Colorado or Los Angeles.
Really? Why?
Where I was covering the Mets on a West Coast swing. Because I watched the Cup first game 1 in San Diego. Well, this is a great game. Hockey night in Canada. Your crew, Bob Cole and Harry Neal, will start with the introduction to the game live from Madison Square Garden on Hockey Night in Canada.
And good evening, everybody. Yes, game 4 about to get underway. The Eastern Conference Finals. Philadelphia leading the series 2-1 of the goaltenders. Ron Hextall, the crowd were on him on Tuesday, but as promised, it didn't bother him one bit. He says he likes it. Mike Richter has helped the Rangers through 2 series. Now, New York calls on him again. As Harry said a moment ago, he's got to be one of the game stars tonight for the New York Rangers. Terry Fraser is the referee for the game. Kevin Collins and Jerry Gauthier will work the lines. Nina, Swoboda, LeClaire, Lindros, Zubras for Philadelphia. Ukaboom, Samuelson, Akins, Graves, and Cherla for the Rangers.
Wow, man. Don't you love the crowd?
Yeah, it was rocking. You'll hear it. It gets loud.
Awesome, man. Like, playoffs is what I miss. All right, early Flyers on the power play. And hey, they got chances. The Legion of Doom line, 88. LeClaire, Renberg. Flyers looking, they're buzzing. Looking to take an early lead. Listen.
Messier fired a pass away, though. And back in for Philadelphia. Lindros is nailed at the line. And he went flying. He's okay, though. Up quickly. Good hit check on Lindros. Look at Coffey move in. Now Lindros winding up. He doesn't shoot it. Run it in front.
Why, you heard the post. Lindros gets knocked down. Wow, that was apropos. Yeah,
makes your skin crawl a little bit.
That was apropos.
May have been the reason why I kept it in there.
Head down 88. Come on, man. That was always it. Skate with your head down. Moments later, Flyers still on the man advantage. The Rangers turn it over. Flyers, golden opportunity.
Rangers turning with the puck. Cardinals skating Miles. Killing more seconds off that penalty. He's going the other way against Tiikkanen. Tiikkanen didn't see the pass, and it's LeClair going after Cardinal. He jumped at him, missed him. Philadelphia in, and a save by Richter.
Oh, Flower Town's own Mike Richter keeping the game scoreless. Flyers still on the power play, and they're buzzing more. Attacking, attacking, attacking. Redberg in front of the net. There's a scrum. Does the puck go in?
On the puck, and there's Messier trying to flip it out. Desjardins shot. Crowd in front of the net. Rangers trying to cover up. Redberg threw it in there. Richter down. They score. Richter was down. The referee's whistle sounded, but the Flyers were celebrating, and I think that's a goal.
Well, the goal judge put the light on, Bob. There's no question about that. Now, here's the play. Renberg walks out from behind the net, puts it in, and then boom-a-boom, and Samuelsson wrestled Renberg to the ice.
The phone is back on the hook, I think. Carey Fraser is skating to center ice, and Renberg will get the goal.
There was 1-0 Flyers. Renberg. All right, the next period and a half. Oh, you talk about white knuckle playoff hockey. It's an epic goalie battle between Hextall and Richter. First, here's Hexy.
9:55 left in the first period. 1-0 Flyers on Redbird's goal. In come the Rangers. Hextall stopping that shot on the short side from Robitaille, and they just held on to it. Gretzky getting loose, but the pass gets out front, stopped at the line by Driver. A good play. Running outside, Gretzky centered it, and the shot by Robitaille scooped. Wow, what a quick pass by Gretzky right on the tape.
All right.
These announcers are great, by the way.
They are good. They're great. On the other end, Richter. He's coming up monster. Lindros, LeClair, peppered him. Richter on his back. Could he make the save?
Got to the corner. It's roll back of the net. Tiikkanen now hustles a bit. Gets it to Messier. He missed it. Bounced over his stick again. Lindros didn't see the pass. It went behind him. Down to the corner and all the way back to Coffey. He goes the other way. It's shot in there.
How about Paul Coffey? You hear that name? One of the greats. Paul Coffey, Junis. Incredible.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here, so that's why there's no bed right now.
That's right. No worries. Now in the second period, Flyers on the power.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Actually, you know what's amazing? In the first period alone, the Flyers had five power plays. Five power plays. Here's their fifth, and they fail again because of Richter.
Right now, it's the power play, and a long shot knocked down. Richter looks for it, and he made a great save. Got up there by
Mike Richter.
This is outrageous. This game was ridiculous. There were 18 power plays in the game by both teams. Here we are in the second period, 1 minute left in this one, and just take a listen to how insanely intense back and forth they go. Players blocking shots, Hextall and Richter magnificent. Take a listen to this.
Nice pass gets in there, peeking him again. Nice save, Hextall, and the puck is out of race for it. And Richter was going to leave the net. Otto can make a play. Great play by Courtnell coming back. They center it. Now the Rangers pick it up. Courtnell and Gretzky. On the wing is Messier. He's over the line. Messier on the line. Now the pass. Taken in. Shot blocked. He faked the first time. Everybody went down. And then the shot was blocked. Gretzky winds up. Fired again. He passed in. Hextall a save. Puck loose. Gretzky again. Another pass back. Shot. Wide of the goal. Lidstrom was set up and missed the net. And the Flyers hanging on. Skate out with it. Three of them. Ranger player dumped behind the rush. Down goes Howard Chuck. Shot it behind the net.
Oh, my God.
That was just nonstop. Like a minute and a half of hockey just going back and forth.
Howard Chuck. Oh, man. Dale Howard Chuck. All right. We're going to go to the third period. Flyers on the power play for the eighth time in the game. And finally, there is a goal. But it's not what you think.
Flyers would love to get one. Lindros takes the pass in front. Got it knocked down. Took a shot. Another one. And it went up over the net. And Lidstrom is going to play it up. Kekkonen decides to lug it out. Up there, and he got in. Right in. Scores! What a goal by Esa Kekkonen. While his feet are in the air, he backhands it by Hextall. 41. And the Ranger bench is alive. Gary Murray might be just a wee bit concerned. And this crowd is very much alive.
Wow. What was that Rangers song, man? Their goal song.
They're I gotta find it.
Game now tied at one after Esa Kekkonen, who you remember from Edmonton, then played for the Rangers. Esa Kekkonen with an incredible goal. Ties the game at one. But this is how wild the game was. The Flyers retake the lead with a shorthanded goal of their own.
Messier again. Right in front. Here's a chance. Oh, the shot was wide. Great chance for Eric Cairns. 3:25 left in the third. And it's poked away. Might be a 2-on-1. Clint is the open man on the wings. And Rinker stopped it. Loose puck. A score. Drews got his own rebound.
Johnny Drews. Oh, man. Flyers up 2-1 thanks to John Drews. But again, that lead didn't last long. What a game this was. 1 minute, 5 seconds later, the Rangers tie it. And speaking of the gene, they tie it thanks to Brian Leetch from Gretzky.
Back of the net, Gretzky. Leetch scores! Leetch from Gretzky. And they tie it again in the nick of time. Well, Harry, this is some kind of hockey game. A goal in the first, nothing doing in the second, and now this stuff in the third.
Now, one of these great passes by Gretzky. He's got a bad arm, and he passes it to a guy whose arm is no better.
Huh. Incredible. Brian Leetch was ridiculous. And, of course, the great one. And it's 2-2 But a huge moment. This was a game of penalties. Back and forth they went. And Jeff Bookaboom from the Rangers gets called for a double minor. Listen to this.
This game is quickly going to overtime. A lead goal by Philadelphia and a tying goal by New York, a minute 5 seconds apart. You can't leave this maybe for a second. You'll miss maybe the big one. Minute 50 left in the third. And that's LeClaire. It's at the high stick. And there's going to be a penalty against New York. Puck goes off the boards. LeClaire without the helmet. Rip one. That's deflected away. And now the penalty is called.
Bookaboom. Double minor. High sticking. We're now under a minute left in regulation. Flyers with a power play. Game's tied in two, right? They're trying anything to score and avoid OT on the bell of the power play, but Richter was unreal.
Coffey turning it up on the Philadelphia power play as Brind'Amour to center. Rolled it on the wing. Niedema's pass in front. Brind'Amour can't control it. They stay on it, and Niedema's shot is deflected high and wide. Once again to the line, Coffey. Winds up, goes the other way. Brind'Amour stumbled. Coffey shoots. Picked out, rebound. Picked out. Did Richter get that? My goodness. It was just about done. Niedema, stop by Richter. Another shot. Richter has it. You talk about goaltending under pressure.
Oh, my God. That is wild. Absolutely wild. Richter out of his mind, Tunis. Flower Town's own Mike Richter. And it looks like this game is headed to overtime. Game four, pivotal at the Garden. Flyers win it. They take a stranglehold of the series. Otherwise, it becomes a sweat. 15 seconds left in regulation. Let's pick it up.
15 seconds away from overtime in this fourth game. Oh, wait a minute. It's in for Philadelphia. Pass back to Lindros. Scores! 6 seconds remaining, and Lindros got the loose puck, and the backhand gets by Richter, and Philadelphia is going to take a 3-1 lead in games in this Eastern Conference Final.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
Oh, 88! Dude, you know what? I might have misspoke. I mean, that's a big Gene play right there.
6 seconds left in a playoff game?
Right? On the road. I might have missed. You know what? Misspoke there a little bit. That was awesome. Man, can you imagine this year? We'd have a game tonight. We'd be freaking out right now. Flyers, all right? We'd be going nuts right now, Tunis.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, man. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. That playback, we went all the way back to 1997. I'll tell you, the playoff hockey's, I know we say it all the time, and it's almost like a cliche, repeat itself. But, I mean, when you have two goalies like that going head, like back to back, head to head, that's insane. Insane.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.